It sunk in. And I was just going to say, like, I'm like,
James. Speaking of. Mislav, how could you have ever denied that he was anything but a genius?
Because I'm an idiot. He's a golden god. Hands down.
If not a god, he's at least a demigod. He dresses like one, for sure.
Yeah. He dresses like the top comment on the video, on one of his videos, really says it all. What has communism done to this man?
And I think I've made him slightly more famous at work. Like, they were taking song requests because it was the weekend and there was light up. Everyone was just like pissed off. So people were playing like Mumford and Sons. So I just put in Vitas as my friend.
Thank you.
Yes. It's not a party without him.
They brought the house down.
Dude, as it should have.
Did it or did
just,
like.
No, dude, like, someone pull the fire alarm? The email thread had just like song requests. And then like, after my request. Two comments saying Ali wins. Ali clearly wins.
Yes! Anyone could see, Jordan was doing the robot dance moves, yeah. Accompanying robot dance moves that were
that was so
satisfying. Like, I would rather see Jordan do the robot to that dance than like go to see the Paul McCartney concert. Easily.
Yeah.
look, do it again.
Why is that?
Dude, you didn't, like, you haven't found your voice at all. You thought you were this political commentator. Dude, you were
born to dance.
Impersonator.
You were born to dance.
As it said on my year 12 jersey on the back,
that's
born
right.
to dance because I got a D- in dance.
Yeah, well, they were
no
wrong.
No one gets a D- in dance.
Well, they were wrong because that was awesome.
Man, yeah. Dude, in the words of Hilary Duff, you can fly.
I think you've hit the nail on the head. I think you've developed the room of dancing.
Yeah. Like,
it's so shit that it's kind of good now.
Yeah.
And on top of that, Vitas, you know how we were discussing it last week? As he's just replaced... Look, just give us any mildly famous European man and we won't shut up about him until there's the next one in line. We figured it out.
Yeah.
And Euro trash is easily the most entertaining form of humanity that has ever been produced.
I never thought about
that. Dude, shut
about
up,
that.
Enlightenment age. This is the real Enlightenment age.
Ali,
Renaissance is finally here.
Oi, Ali.
And it is men dressed as women in very sparkling clothes.
Oi, Ali, he realized that he had this profound realization, which was like everything from Scandinavia is mad. And if you think about it, it's like roads, schools paid for, taxes cover anything you could ever need.
This.
Basically everything.
Well, that is like a category of its own.
They've sort of, like, I think Jordan was, he was basically like, there's no need for heaven, there's a Norway. And like, I feel like it, maybe it's true.
But the weather sucks, though.
No, yeah, they can't control that. Yeah,
yet. But
yeah,
do
no,
you
they
can...
actually are controlling it. They like it like that. Keeps them alert.
But I like
it
that idea.
It makes you a cold motherfucker.
I like that idea. And then occasionally on the summer, you just go down to Italy and see a rocco of some booze. And then go back and...
That was better than my robot. When you said poos, your eyes went cockeyed.
Wait, we're off.
Jesus, Miss Love, don't laugh into the mic. Fuck.
What happened?
I don't know, you broke Adobe.
You couldn't handle the laughter. Well, what's going to happen when McHappy Day comes around? Hey, we won't be able to do it.
Adobe, such an old man. Hey, cut it out. Oh, God.
Keep it down.
People having fun. So offensive.
Is this a good point where we move on to Miss Love's terrible advice segment, ladies and gentlemen?
I was going to get up What Is Love for it, but I was just having to get the Eastern European version of it.
Yeah, because obviously it's Miss Love's terrible advice. As terrible as the music is, that will be the
this
quality
is,
hey, of
this
advice.
Is my people. This is my people's music, so it might as well be this music. I'm pretty sure this is the Croatian national anthem.
It cannot be your people's music. I think your people's music... What is your, like, do you know a good Croatian song?
They all blur into one. They all, like, they all
doesn't exist, or they're just like not into music.
No, no, no. They're into music.
We heard it, right? It is just an annoying horn going.
No, that's not it. That's not right.
It's like, he said it at the beginning. He goes, "All of Yugoslavia, Bosnia, Herzegovina."
Yeah, yeah, but that's
your music.
No, no, no. Turkish, but it's the most offensive thing to say to them.
No, Croatian music, it has to be a fat guy with a really, like, kind of like a buttoned up shirt that's really, like, you know, understated and like Target style. And
no, but like his chest hair is still sticking out. Like, somehow he's got his buttons closed all the way up, but that chest hair makes its way through, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Oh. And he's and
it's
he's
a
playing
in there.
And he's playing no, a bouzouki.
It's a sweater.
He's playing a bouzouki, and there's an equal amount of scandalous sort of like bikini wearing babes and all the babushkas.
Babes is a strong word.
Well, girls.
Women with faces that are too angular. Don't you think? True. They just look like an extremely hot male alien. And their body kind of looks like Schwarzenegger's. When he's trimmed down a bit for summers, when he doesn't need to bulk up for this competition.
Basically, Jordan, your face cut, but only slightly flatter and bigger.
Yeah. And even more slanty, snake-like eyes than mine.
Yeah. Or mine.
Like,
yeah.
Are you jealous of these? Are you jealous of these? Yeah.
And the bushkas.
And that's the benchmark of beauty over there. Like, that is the more of an alien face you have, the hotter you are.
Oh, we are kind of like black people, Croatians, aren't we? All we care about is the ace.
Hey, man, I don't know.
Because they always have an incredible ass.
It's true.
Yeah,
but everything else is like, are you a snake or a human being?
All right. Okay.
Let's move on to, speaking of romantic advice.
Here we go.
Mac Alford.
Okay.
Mac Daddy. Whose Google page is a picture of Todd Flanders.
Well, he's winning there. Mad. He's already winning there.
Yeah. I don't want any damn vegetables.
No, how much does that show? Like, if I came across that profile, I would know that guy's a Friendly Geordies fan just from the freaking profile.
Yeah. Like, oh, it's like when we were looking at our station manager's sister's account on Facebook. Fuck off, John.
Is that your cousin?
Yeah.
Oh, exclusive, shit. Friendly Jimmy's a beautiful family because you have money and union payoffs. Exclusive. The unions made Jordan hate John.
So we're going to
open your car door. Out of my head. Compensation. Sorry.
So we're going cannibalistic now. We're literally paying Jordan so that our podcast that comprises of Jordan can do well.
How bad is that?
That's just like,
yeah. So we got Todd here. Okay. So he goes, the girl I was romantically invested in. Okay, now we were just fucking.
Ooh, how creepy is that in Todd Flanders?
Yeah.
We were just fucking. What did you say, young man? I said I don't want any damn fish.
Move to Wales. I'm a Kiwi. This is very far away. How do I get here and send hot?
No, sorry. We got to change the voice.
Yeah, yeah.
How do I get her to send hot pics of her naked?
What? What a, a king. What a
Mac
king.
Daddy!
Also, she's coming back for the holiday season, but for like 10 days. What does Miss Love recommend I do in the bedroom to convince her to stay?
This is like the best job ever. Right now, before I've even answered, I'm imagining things. I'm imagining my answers, and I'm like, this was what I was born to do. Not necessarily radio, but specifically answering like that sort of like 101.7 Romance FM. And they're like, my wife left me. What do I do? I, like, sitting back in the chair like this. And just sort of imagining and then just sort of pondering and being like, get her some, what are those things called? Cadbury roses. Next caller, please. Next caller.
I recommend that you go on Tinder and look for anyone who says, if you want your ass, swipe right.
Yeah, it's not bad advice either. Or go on Tinder and like readjust the distance, because like Wales is too damn far away, as you said yourself.
All right, so this
what are you gonna do? Like, you're gonna get her.
So wait, this bloke basically what? He's got a girlfriend.
He's got two questions here. Two dire.
How long have they been going out for? That's what I need to know first.
Romantically involved in? No, they were just fucking.
So they weren't even going out.
Oh, okay. So, oh, okay. I see.
They were, and I think this is filthy, by the way. Fuck buddies. Disgusting.
Absolutely disgusting. Jesus does not approve.
You, Mac, he isn't Mac, born you, yet. You really are a depraved... I mean, Bacchus worshipping.
There's absolutely
orgy debauch.
You should be extradited back to New Zealand. I'm not surprised you're from there, to be honest. I mean, it makes complete sense. I mean, you're a country full of depraved Lord of the Rings sex slaves, aren't you?
Are you a hobbit?
Are you a hobbit? Are you a sex hobbit?
Have you been in an orgy with King Xerxes and you're just one of the little freaks in there because of how small you are?
Don't answer that. I mean, the answer is yes.
Todd Flanders basically does look like Frodo Baggins.
All right, well...
with a huge dick.
I know, so this
some
is...
some reason, a
Todd Flanders
dick.
Has a massive
cock. Yeah,
no cock.
One knows why. It's just like, it's
he
fucking
is,
it's
just
massive.
Is a giant cock.
He was born with a 10-incher.
So this is called terrible advice. Do you want terrible advice or good advice?
No, dude, no, like, your good advice is terrible advice.
That's what we're hoping for here.
Well, why are you presuming that?
Because every time you ever tried to pick up chicks, your aim was to go to the bar, smile heaps, hope that smiling somehow equates to fucking.
It works.
It does. Dude,
it works sometimes. That's basically my game. That's my game. Walk up, move your face muscles.
Dude, you're lucky to get laid. How is that your game?
Anyway, let's answer. Okay, so he's asking...
Like, that would work only if you were like Brad Pitt.
Yeah, true. I don't know. Anyways, okay, so...
Man, you're talking to the potato chip version of Brad Pitt.
Yeah, the one at the bottom that's like, right? Kind of fucked so, now. Just exactly. The lowest potato chip in the bag.
If you went on potato chips that look like celebrities.com, someone would put under it, this is a ruffle I found at the bottom of my bag, but it's just Mislav's face.
It's accurate. All right, so he's basically saying, what should I do to get over there, and what do I do to impress her?
No, no, he's asking.
Listen to the question.
Go on, give me the gist of it.
Well, so one of the things he's asking is like, how do I get her to send me nudes?
Yep.
And what was the
fuck
other question?
Fuck boy. And then the other one is, when she's here,
how do I
fuck her right so she stays here because she's like a dick drunk.
No, dude,
on
he
my
has to be
dick.
Rocco to convince her to like fucking move places completely. She lives in Wales, right?
Yeah.
That's a bit ambitious.
When you fuck the women's turd, when you put your D in their boost, does their brain go out of their mouth?
Oh my God.
So, all right, so go That's on, what Miss Love, what's your advice?
Do you make them dick drunk?
All right, if he wants to... convince her for whatever they are, sex pics. That entirely depends, I would say, on the groundwork that he laid over when he was hooking up with her. It has nothing to do. That one is in God's hands because you haven't done any groundwork. You barely know each other. It just depends if she's.
Dude, they've been fucking.
Yeah, that doesn't mean shit.
They've already gone past.
That doesn't mean shit.
No, dude. I think I got better advice than this. Like,
two words: send nudes.
That's what you send news, and if it doesn't work, then two words, X videos.
Yeah, red tube.
Yeah, exactly.
Basically,
I don't know. What about animals and women?
when it gets late at night. No, but
late
I think
at night or late in the day.
Yuck. That's Ali's 3 p.m. wank.
Yuck.
Show me a horse and a Mexican meet you.
Listening to
oh my God, yes. The Mexican.
I don't touch my coke. I just vibrate until I ejaculate.
Oh my God, that Mexican is riding that horse bareback.
fucking
hell.
That's fuck. Okay, just imagine that.
Do you think that's his version of jizzing? That every time he goes... little tiny alien men, because he is an alien, just small little hims just like run and go... and crawl inside vaginas and hide there until they turn into a baby.
Most scary thing I've ever heard in my whole life. I can never... Now I can't listen to him ever again. Thanks a lot.
So how does he manage to fuck her good, Miss Love?
All right, so all I'm saying is those dick, whatever, nudes just depend on two things, whether she's a slut or not. You can't change that. So that's 50-50. Basically, Jordan was right. Say, in more of a less a word, just go, send nudes. If she says no straight up, she's not going to do it. There's no point where I'm like, you know what, it's really, really naughty and
what
so get, funny.
And take our relationship to the next
And I think
level.
It'd be really silly and funny if it's naughty. Just don't bother with that shit. Just go straight into it, and either way, you're going to get the same result.
Yeah.
Part two. What was part two that, oh, how do I get to fuck her again?
No.
How do I fuck her good so she stay?
One word. You take these words from Lord and Savior Roku. Are you ready? What's his name? Mex? Med? Whatever the fuck? What's his name?
Mick Diddy.
Are you ready? You want her to stay, yes? You do this in the ace. That's it.
What?
Put it in the ace.
And that's how you...
Oh my God. Dude, so the same advice as John Burke.
What?
Who's that?
I don't know. There's all this, it's the current distraction in the media at the moment. Is like, we've got sex predators like Harvey Weinstein too. John Burke, he once asked a chick two decades ago if she's had anal before.
Oh, Jesus.
Miss Love, that is actually terrible advice. So that's how you think you would put a girl in a comfortable situation, or like after, when she comes from Wales, you go, let's do it in your butt.
No, he said, how am I going to impress her?
So you go like, yeah, let's do anal.
Hell yeah.
She's never been offered that in her life.
Dude, that's what they want.
Every guy wants to do anal at some
point. No, that's what a nasty. In fact, I'm just going to put it out there. Most cheeks like that kind of shit. What do you want me to say? Buy her some roses.
No.
And put him on the bed. Oh, that'll do it for sure. No.
So what? No, man. My girlfriend is a female Todd Flanders, and I'm assuming that anyone who goes to church every Sunday is. If you ask them about, like, I remember that once going, like, what do you think about anal? This was her response. Oh my God. That's it. I reckon there's heaps of chicks that are like
Dude,
that.
There's heaps of chicks that are like that. That have like
What would you do?
At some point, I guess, has considered doing anal, but the amount of girls that have actually gone through with it. So I guess like at least a majority of them would have tried it at some point in their life, but there's only like I think maybe 30% that do it on a regular basis.
I'd really like to know that, just as a general shout out. God, again, such vice questions.
Yeah.
If you're a chick, have you ever done it in the ash before? And if you're a guy, have you ever put like a toy up your ash?
No, have you been?
And just tell us about it. What do you reckon about it? What do you reckon about it?
Yeah, yeah, fair enough.
Actually, like, sorry, this is a vice. This is Dolly Magazine.
How do you? Well, that's what these questions are. How do you satisfy your partner? Like, I don't know. I think.
Do you suck on the clit?
I love that.
You
that's your advice.
Put it in her ace. Yeah,
that's my advice.
That's terrible advice. That's
what would you do, Ali?
Dude, look, I don't know. Dude, I am the worst person for this sort of shit. But
sing her Ed Sheeran.
Sing her The Shape of You.
I don't know any of his songs.
Me neither. But like, he is fucking famous, though. He looks.
Oh my God, you would sing Ed Sheeran.
I don't know a single Ed Sheeran song. Okay. Like, I am exclusively into Rick Ross these days.
I love that. He's into the guy.
Who's that?
Officer Russ is someone you're not aware of?
No.
Dude, he's like the shittest rapper.
Rick Ross.
Rick
Ross. Is he worse than I Made It? I made it.
Well, he's not a rapper.
Oh.
He's a rocker. Okay.
And he's
better than the Rolling Stones. Kevin Rudolph. Look it up.
I'm not denying that shit.
All right, let's move on to the next question.
All right. You're welcome.
This is by Toby Wardle.
Toby Waterhall.
Okay. To the one and only Miss Love, Sex Lord of New South Wales. Sex Lord.
Oh. That's just. Thank you.
Because of the stories I know about Miss Love. So good.
Such
just
as
like. I don't
having
know, just,
a girlfriend
just when you were going,
in year seven once.
Also, saw a chick at a bar that I worked at who had like a little bit of her ass hanging out of her jeans. Had to go in the toilet and beat off.
What?
I
did not say that.
Enough, Miss Love. You sick
Be
man.
Be quiet.
That is ridiculous.
You pervert.
Jesus.
What are you like? Are you talking to fans and tell them shit stories
Brad
about
Pitt
yourself?
Chip headed. Or as his best friend referred to him, fat Croatian cunt.
Yeah, there's a quality of my friends right there.
Okay, so it's a long question.
Sir Toby, King of the Seven Dwarves and Hunter of the Golden Gay Times.
What a legend. Can we get this guy in?
Tobes. I've been dating my girlfriend for almost a year and it feels like we're in a real good place relationship-wise. It honestly feels like it's the girl I'm going to end up marrying.
Nerd.
but God that, damn it.
But that being said, I'm 18.
He's 18.
Oh, huh? Shit.
And I know there's a high chance I'm being immature and this won't last forever. How self-aware is this guy? That's very good of you, this young man.
That's why he's a friendly
I just
choice,
love
man.
This. I love this job.
I think that you should put that toy in your ace.
okay. Hey, it's for me. I'm answering.
It's weird how it feels that I'm like an 18, that I'm in an adult relationship, yet I can't tell if this will last forever. Is this just a young, dumb love? My auntie met her partner at a young age and they had a baby. It didn't last long, though, and it's scary to think that I may have the same fate. Or could it be like my parents who met young and are still together? I just want to stay with this girl for a long time. What a sweetie pie.
I want to get him in. Yeah. What a legend. Where's 18. He from? Did he say where he's from? Sydney? Doesn't really matter.
Somebody get an ace toy, Toby. Put it up your ass or put it up her ass. Somebody put a toy in the ace.
Better yet, do it to your parents. Yes, they seem very sexy. Your meme and Pepe.
And I can't tell if this is dumb to think this way or is this a real possibility. From your experience, does love last? Or is it possible to pick a life partner young?
Well, he hasn't given us the crucial bit of information.
What's
that? What's the size of the rack?
So immature.
That's the crucial
bit. So place. Immature, Ali.
I'm like,
yeah.
I'm trying to
give us a rating system. Does she do it in the ace?
Although one of the pod fans has...
You got to respond as Rocco because the porn music's on.
No, I can't respond as Rocco to this one because
it's too late. The music is there.
No, all right, fine. Yeah. Rocco does not usually say these kind of things. But what I have to tell you is, even though Rocco has so much ace and so much boost in all of his times,
5,000 Rime.
I have had boost and ace for so long, and since I was a little boy. But what's his name again?
Toby.
But Tobestagne. What I tell you is, only recently I've fallen in deeply madly in love with a woman. And it was the first times where it wasn't just about the boost and the ace. And I still love the boost and ace so much, but I still get the boost and the ace on the side. So it's not a big problem. But what I would tell you, if you asked me 7 years ago, 7, I would have said, the ace and boost is much more important for a young man. But now I will tell you this. Once I've had the caress and loving, eternal love of my wife, and once I try, when you come home, she has a nice hot pasta for you and a nice cold birra peroni. I say to you, you stay. True love is very important. Plus, if she pisses off to Canada or some shit, you can have a boost on the side and then it'll be the same thing. It's so hard to find the boost consistent. You stay. You're not too young. Look at your mama and Pepper. Plus, call me because your mama and Pepper will be so good in a porno that I'm going to put together on Ace Bros next year. Love, Rocos.
All right, that's some pretty stellar advice.
You know what? Basically, that was honestly like in Haitian voodoo when they get possessed by a spirit. He channeled Rocco.
I think I actually did.
Yeah, you did.
I think I actually channeled him. Holy shit. Yeah.
I mean, coming up next is who sounds like Noam Chomsky the most?
Yeah, which will be mad.
Well, I know. We know.
Are you a vessel for spirit?
But do you think?
Why
do you think my eyes are so slanty? They're teleports. 2 meter teleports.
I think we should move on. Let's move on to Chomsky.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, so here's how this game works. I think all of us think that we can do Noam Chomsky's voice well enough.
I know he's going to win this already, but yeah.
Yeah, because there's two categories. Who's a professional at this shit?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Dickhead, got money. Oh, I got money, man. Look at me. Just because I have to wear thongs everywhere I go. And if they break, I got to do that thing where you push it through the hole.
What? Are you saying replace the rubber with a fork?
It's practical. Yeah, if you if you're hungry,
you just stab it through the rubber and straight onto your toe.
Double zap
forever.
Double zap if you're near a red rooster. Don't have to ask for the fucking fork and knife.
All right, so
my toes are my cutlery. Disgusting.
Yeah, maybe what red rooster? I know
everyone in Lithgow.
No one listens. No one listens to our pod in Lithgow. When did you pass?
No, we literally are getting emails by people. Hey, great listener to the pod. Do you wanna?
From Lithgow.
Yeah, from Lithgow, and they're asking to take us out for beers.
What?
Aw, no thanks.
I'll take that. I'll take that.
Yeah, Miss Lowe's like free alcohol.
Nah, I've got that already.
Free alcohol.
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay, so we're going to be impersonating Noam Chomsky. There's two categories here. First is who can construct the sentence the best, i.e. get his lexicon on point.
Oh, God.
And then the other one is just his accent.
Okay, so it's a two-tier thing.
And
that's
we just have to ask random questions that are... The only rule is that they can't be political.
Oh, mad.
Oh, really?
Mad.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. That's a good idea. That's a good idea. So it's... Okay, cool.
All right. I'll ask Ali, you ask Miss Love, and Miss Love, you ask Ali. Oh, surprise me. Here we go.
And you wonder why it's so successful. It's hard to come up with shit like that.
Because I chucked the verbal dummy. That's great. I'm a footy player of talking.
You're a Benji Marshall of language. fucking hell.
Sterlo's Wordo.
Imagine if that was an educational show at 3:30 in the afternoon.
Right, you cunts, I'm going to teach you how to speak good.
throwing the ball forward. Carrying the one is like throwing a forward pass, right? It deducts the number, not like a roll on, not like a hit back. That's an additional number.
Do you understand me? If you don't, I'm coming to your house and I'm going to punch your fucking head.
Yeah, I understand that.
I'd be into that. I would let my kids get into that.
Sit down, fucking learn.
That's the beginning. All right, so. Okay, so we're just getting that microphone that comes in when they're just going, okay, does anyone have a mic for the audience?
Yes.
Yeah. So you have to start it with
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Is the mic not working?
No, it starts with that.
I've got a question.
And you have to also do an unreasonable amount of self explanation of like, I'm studying a third trisemester of my international relations studies. I just crossed over from Harvard U. I'm really enjoying it. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Don't say that crap.
Dude, you know, like,
cut to the point.
Does Chomsky care?
Does anyone care?
Yeah, no, there was like Slavoj Žižek was the one guy who I heard that say, like, you know how they say, like, introduce yourself before you ask a question. He was the one who was like, I don't need to know. Like,
it's true.
Just ask your question.
What's the point? Anyway, so you have to add that.
All right, so.
Professor Chomsky. But put your face in the mic more.
So I'm currently studying in New Mexico University linguistics, and I'm really enjoying it, but I'm thinking of crossing over into political science.
Yes.
I was just wondering, out of all of the budget places to purchase clothing, Big W, Target, Kmart. I if any of them are escaping me, I'd like to be corrected on that, but I think I've got all of them. Which out of those three do you think is the best value? Thank you very much. I'm a big fan of your work.
That deserves a round of applause first.
So good.
Well, firstly, your question has an assumption where you...
I love how highbrow and extremely lowbrow this podcast.
Yeah, I know. Such a mix.
Well, your question is an assumption there. You're assuming that all of these companies are behaving exactly the same way, whereas if you really look at them, they have specifically designed their tasks. They're trying to get you to do things which you're not supposed to naturally do. So the only right way to make sure you get the correct clothing is if you steal it off a rich person's back. I think this has been discussed for the longest time.
That was good. That was really good. That was good. I think in terms of the content, it was like on point. The way, what you, do you know what I mean? The wording? Yeah.
On point.
What were the two?
Don't get it. How is he the most learned man on the planet and the most hilarious?
So what are the two categories of marking?
So the first one is, was his accent on point?
Accent, voice, yep. Like that falls under one, and then the content of what he's saying.
Okay, well, content was right up
10
there.
On 10.
What, are we going to mark? Are we going to, yeah, that's
10 random. Out of 10 for that.
10 no, for the content, no, 10
we're
out
gonna,
of 10.
We're going to get the audience to do this. Like, we can't just judge.
Oh, yeah,
just,
get
like,
them to rate it. Get them to rate it. So give us those. Marks of 10.
Okay.
How was our voice, and how was the content of what we were saying?
Well, there's
and
only
if you don't know
one.
Who Chomsky is, do yourself a favor and look him up.
Yeah, dude, yeah, like, and also, good. Like, I... Because, like, it's equally as bizarre for me. If I ask someone, like, so, you know who Chomsky is? Like, no idea. That's, like, as bizarre as someone saying, I don't know who Hillary Duff is. Like, come on. Like, you
well,
need to know.
I mean, one's a pivotal, you know, contribution to society.
Yeah,
and the
but,
other person's
but, dude,
name Chomsky.
Chomsky's also good. That joke was coming.
It's not a joke, Ali.
Well, who's joking? Who's joking? Have you
honestly,
seen
no,
how shut...
Dude, I've got to say, Hillary Duff has given me way more enlightenment and knowledge than Noam Chomsky.
Yeah, well...
I need that to be on the table.
Just a little PSA.
Why? I never even considered that before.
A little PSA. What is it? What's the movie? Hang your...
Raise your voice.
Raise your voice.
You're the one that saw it.
I know, but it really does say a lot about it, but go see that. If you haven't seen that... You shouldn't be listening to this pod if you haven't watched that movie, because I watched it yesterday and it's incredible.
Does it star Hilary Duff?
Yeah.
Man. We started a hashtag on Move FM, start listening to the radio show. For God's sakes, pull in your goddamn effort.
Yeah, do
I
it.
I don't care what you're studying, all right? You listen to us
yeah.
talk about some guy in a singlet telling us to shut the fuck up and play more music.
That happened. That actually happened.
All right, so wait, I have to ask Miss Love a question now, right?
It's perfect.
She's so good.
Hillary Duff's mad.
How was she so hot when she was born?
I don't get it. And why is she not hot as soon as she's sexually mature?
I don't get it.
I yearned to say that so much on radio, but knew that it would instantly be taken off air. But it's true. When I was 14,
I shouldn't
she was
say
the hottest
14.
Woman
she's
in the
probably
world.
17.
And then when I was 20 and she was 20?
She was probably 16, 17. I think 14 would be way too creepy.
No, but she had a good peak, too. Like, Cheaper by the Dozen 2 was a good
cheaper
time for her.
By the Dozen 2.
Two, not one, two.
That's mad.
That's like when she was like... She wasn't a teenager anymore, but she wasn't a grown-up as yet. That was a pretty good time because she lost a boatload of weight and she looked pretty damn
No,
fine.
Dude. That's when we think she went downhill.
No. So
this was, conversation is so... This is low.
What happened to us?
I know. We were just telling people just before, like fans being like, put that toy in your ace.
God.
And now we're just going like, Hillary Duff was hot when she wasn't fat anymore and was like big.
No,
legal.
she was hot when she was fat too. she was exceptionally hot.
We might as well give in. That's who we are. Jesus.
But it's true though. Look, it's not creepy or weird because we were 14 when she was 14.
No, exactly. I was watching, what is it? Lithium McGuire.
I was
we
actually
were kids.
12 when she was 14. Just she's the creep here.
Yeah, exactly. She's 2 years older than us.
I was masturbating to her, but I was younger than her. What a weirdo she is.
Is that the future? Is that the future? The future is
so
now.
Good. You know that Tom Cruise movie?
Which one?
Minority Report.
I love that movie. I rewatched it recently. It's really good.
That'd be amazing if Ali pressed charges on Hillary Duff. Sorry.
Future masturbation.
Dude, hey, wait.
Yeah, go.
Yeah, no. So, okay. So, I'm going to ask Miss Lovell a question.
I don't know if I'll be that good at this.
Professor Chomsky?
Can't hear you talking to the mic.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Sorry, I just go with that. It's so good.
I'm sorry. I'm just like I'm very nervous. But Professor Chomsky.
Where are you studying? I don't want to hear the question without you telling me your background story. I have a lot of time in my hands.
Professor Chomsky. So as we all know here that you're a master of the language. What is the best way? What is the best way to construct a sentence so I can get laid?
Okay. hold on 1 second. I've got 8 to 9 words for you, Ali. My neck, my back, lick my pussy and my crack. P.S. I'm not actually a linguist. I just masturbate all day. You know those books behind in the shelf in my office whenever I get interviewed? They are all VHS pornography tapes. I mean, the fact that people even think I'm a linguist, it's absolute ridiculous. I can't wait. When I turn 71, I'm going to come out and tell everyone that it was a fad. And also that I'm queer, trans, bi, transual, sexual.
Mislav cannot win this competition. Yeah,
the best part about it, like, he was 71 during the Vietnam War. Old as shit.
Holy shit! Yeah, how old is that motherfucker?
Like, he's like 88 or something.
Whoa, yeah. No wonder he can't talk. He's so slow at speaking.
Dude,
he can talk.
He's still like sharp as a fucking knife.
No, but it takes him like, dude, come on, him at dinner. I was just wondering, Aunt May, could you please pass the butter? Speak quicker! I don't have time for your slow talk, old man.
It's just like you're just shitting on old people.
I love that Miss Love is shitting on Noam Chomsky. His version of a public intellectual is Gavin McInnes.
I know, it's bad. It's bad,
and,
but I...
And like literally 20 minutes ago, Miss Love was visibly angry because somehow he missed Milo when he came to Australia.
Like, I just wanted to shame.
The biggest regret of my life.
I just want to shame.
Yeah, he answered the phone once to me when I was ringing him up saying, "Where are you for the radio show?" And he just answered, not with hello or anything, just, "I want to see Milo."
That actually did happen.
I was there.
In his bedroom. Yeah. At me. Yeah.
I want to see him.
All right, so we've finished this segment. Come on, Miss Love. Ask.
All right, I have to think of a question. I just totally realized. Oh, okay. Okay.
We're on air, Miss Love.
I should have thought of this before.
Oh, yeah.
Like, all right, how about this? I was going
to... You're not staring at a KFC menu. Talk.
As per usual.
No, but like,
as per usual.
You never have to think at a KFC menu. It's always streetwise. It's like, what other option is there? You just go up and like, even before you're inside, you go, wise, streetwise.
I have a question because I
know various pieces of chicken that look remarkably similar confuse Miss Love.
It's true. That's a topic for a different story, segment, but yeah, I take way too long to decide for food. It's ridiculous, like half an hour. All right, I'm going to give him, because I know Jordan's going to be really good at this, I'm actually going to give him a question that I would actually like to ask Noam Chomsky, because he basically is when he does his accent. Yeah. So I'm not going to do a silly question. Just over here. Hi. Jim Franders, I'm from Harvard, third trimester international study in linguist. Possibly considering moving over to visual arts. I mean, it really depends. It depends on how I feel and depends if I want to stay at that same course. Big fan.
I think before you start, like, the fact that if he's going to move to visual arts primarily depends on how much acid he's going to take that semester.
Well, that kind of guy would ask this question. Noam Chomsky, what would you say, what would your commentary be on, your commentary, your predictions for the future, as well as how something like this can affect the public discourse in terms of politics and a social science. What would you say about this 21st century phenomenon of political correctness and how it can infiltrate areas such as policy, as well as cultural, socio-perspectives of how we view each other?
Well, the first question you've got to ask yourself about that particular predicament is, does it even matter? I mean, currently the world is facing two crises that the human race has never even perceived before, and that, of course, is climate change, and, of course, also the fact that Katy Perry is still somehow considered hot. This is a total scandal. I mean, we have public records of her dyeing her hair to look more like a lesbian pixie. And she still made it to Hollywood's Hottest 100. This is the most blatant case of gerrymandering since the Watergate crisis. It's not receiving any media coverage whatsoever. So to talk about political correctness in an environment where we're facing these crises, forgive me for using such colloquialisms, but I think we have bigger fish to fry.
That was fucking spot on. That was spot on.
I think there's a winner. Do you think he would really say that about if someone threw him the question of political criticism, like, it's not important? Is that what he would say?
No, he would say...
He would say
it's not important, but I think an interesting note is that 20 years ago, political correctness used to just be called having a civil discussion.
And then they'd be like,
No, but he would go into like a history lesson. If you ask him that question, he'd be like,
really?
Yeah, political correctness has actually its resurfaced, roots. But like if you look at it, there's been immense.
It's been constant. He's such a fucking like, just diffuses. Like, well, if I could say one thing Trump says, it's just like sucks out the air of a balloon. It's like, look, I've got a balloon. It's like,
dude, but he reinflates it
slowly to show you that everything is a flat equilibrium. Literally everything is on the same spectrum. What about terrorism? Yep. What about the universe? Yep. What about animal rights? Yep. Listen, it's all the same shit.
No, dude.
Sucking the air out of balloons. So true.
But
it's just like,
I am the exact opposite of a clown.
Yes!
Which makes him the best clown.
I wouldn't say he reinflates it so much as like props it up and teaches it a history lesson, but you know, it's like,
there's certain things that he's really passionate about. Like,
of course, he's passionate.
And also, like climate change, he's always like, he just says it in a way where it seems like he's not obsessed by it. But like, if you listen to what he's saying, he's just like,
I get that.
It's actually the most terrifying reality of today's time. Like, we are literally, the world is ending. He just says it in a way where you're like, yeah, everything's gonna be fine.
I just wish he had 10% Gavin McInnes. I'd just be sorry if he was like. Basically, he can be like the situation of the whole global economy is just absolutely rife right now. Pushy.
Yeah, it'd be. He's right. He's got a point. It'd be so much better if, a la Gavin McInnes talking Copper Cab one time, just to prove his point. Chomsky pulled down his pants and wrote "fag" on his ass.
Yeah, but doesn't that mean like Gavin McInnes?
That's Miss Love's very intellectual point.
Yeah. Super. Chomsky should be more like Gavin. That is the brilliant... Man, Gavin should be a little like Chomsky, where like
he does maybe 10 minutes
of research before. Like, I'm not asking you to do 80 years of research like Chomsky, but maybe like 20 minutes.
He scans the internet. Well, you know, the world's not perfect, I guess. But,
Dude, like, there's a difference in Gavin and Chomsky.
Same level. Same
the world
level.
Is not perfect. You're like, some people's got some strengths, some people got others, man. But that is not true when it comes to Gavin and Chomsky.
You watch the hierarchy. You watch him paying out LGBTQ people and go, and just eating 2 minute noise, being like, such a pig. That's what you do. You stay up until 2 a.m. like, I know he's trying to be funny, but such a pig.
Hashtag get Gavin off the air.
I started
No one shares it. Followers.
Well, but Miss Love confused it to like Gavin is awesome and reshares that hashtag. Like, yeah, fucking Gavin is sick.
Yeah. Get him more air time. Get him off the air and on Prime. I agree. No, that was good.
All right. So, why? We've got a new segment here. Can we stop hating on rats? Which I assume is going to be recurring. There's so much to discuss on this.
Yeah, like this is
talking about Chomsky.
You would have assumed that, dude. Like I, this is like a serious thing. Like this is a segment that I came up with because. Can we? Okay, I get why people hate rats. They killed, like, you know, 1/3 of Europe in the Middle Ages. Like I kind of understand. But here's the thing.
That's a starting point. Yes.
But here's the thing. They recently discovered that it wasn't actually rats.
Yeah,
it was
the microbes on them or whatever.
They knew that from before. Like, it was, again, and that's another point. Like, the rats were victims here too, you know? Like, just because, like, a human being's got plague, we don't, like, shun all human beings.
Well. No, I'm just joking. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Like, dude, like, why can we... There's no other animal on this entire planet that people hate more than rats.
It is a good point.
It's unjustified.
It is. So you're saying it's just not justified how much they cop.
Yeah. Why do you hate rats, Miss Love? What's
okay.
The point?
I'll just lay my opinion on this straight on the table. I'm all for animal rights, man. But I am 100% a misogynistic, fascist, genocidal maniac when it comes to rats and cockroaches. I know it's mean, but I really just don't like either of them a lot. I just don't like them. They're just like, I don't think they should be exterminated, but they're really gross.
Man, imagine if there was a hug for rats and they played that audio recording to the war criminal court.
Yeah. And they carry me off at night. They carry me off at night. I was like, and there's freaking like eating my guts and stuff.
Yeah, they paint you yellow and go, imagine he's cheese.
Yeah.
And eat you.
I mean, Ali, I get what you're saying, but that's just my opinion. You're a nicer guy than me.
Your opinion is that you're a war criminal.
The rats, yeah.
A war criminal. His opinion is like, I'm just going to keep on hating them. What I'm saying is like...
And it's also the word that people that commit genocide always use for the people that they're committing genocide on.
They fucking rats. The cockroaches.
Because that's right. Like that... Yeah. That proves how much we hate rats. Everything bad... is a rat.
That's true.
And
that's
rat, and they say rat because like rats infiltrate and give you disease. But man, like this is what I'm saying, right? Rats need to be redeemed. We're just like, it's just one
maybe
of those
you're
communities
right. You might be right.
That like, it's literally like and you know what? We need to love rats because like a version of rat is the reason why we exist. When dinosaurs got wiped off,
that's
the only
true.
Mammal that was
that
left
thing that sucked
was...
on the, that thing that sucked on the roots.
How do you know about that?
I don't know. I just know. What's it called?
Did you watch it from Walking with Dinosaurs?
I must have.
Or David Attenborough.
I think that's the...
Does he do that? I didn't know that he goes back in time. But if anyone has access to a time machine, yeah. It's David Attenborough.
Smoke this.
That is a good point. I will take that. If you look,
yeah, they're like literally our ancestors.
I will take that. That is a good thing. But Ali, you have
you're
to...
You're an asshole, Michel.
You have to realize, I don't... have the right to hate many things. And I feebly
except
reserve
the rights.
Except
for immigrants, you have the right
except
to hate
for immigrants.
Immigrants.
Yeah, immigrants. But apart
from
that.
Except for immigrants, the Muslims. So a huge chunk of the planet's population.
Yeah, and like,
maybe I should rethink
and one third of the people in
immigrants,
this room.
Immigrants, cockroaches, Muslims, rats.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
They on this goddamn pot, ain't they?
What's the difference between a cockroach and an immigrant? They all sneak in, they're all dirty, and they're all up to no good.
Well, he's finally speaking some sense. No. I kid.
Can anybody who finds Miss Love offensive please fuck off? He's mad.
No, but you know what's the best thing about this? Awesome. Every time Miss Love is about to go on an anti-immigrant tirade, he looks at me like, "Yeah, but you know, you're cool, right?" He has to say that.
Typical the guy with a pitchfork. Like it's like in The Simpsons where it's like, "I'm gonna really see it, sad to see you go, Apu," and then puts the thing on his thing. I'm like, "You're a good one, aren't they?"
Yeah,
definitely. But, and no, I'm most is like in this situation going, "Immigrant, I knew it was them." Putting on a fake moustache and doing the citizenship test.
Do you? Yeah.
Mamma mia.
What's your opinion on the rat scandal? Because
yeah, you
love
hate
animals.
Them.
You
don't
love
pretend
animals.
Like you
I
love
feel like,
rats.
I feel like
no. I bought a live trap just to save their lives, and then I took them to
nice.
The wet and wild of Ratland, which is Lithgow Tip.
But that was
but what's the difference between like a spider and a rat? Because like everyone just loves spiders.
No, they don't.
Dude, okay.
Not really.
No.
What are you smoking, Ali?
I'm not.
Is it the wacky tobacco? Because if it is, I'm calling the cops. I've got a good relationship with them. Ray Hadley.
As a matter of fact, you cut me.
Yeah, I mean, come on. It's pretty obvious you're a stoner. But anyway, keep going.
I don't think that's the case. Oh, well, so, no, but like, dude, people love rats. People love, like, I'm saying is like, everything other than rats, people have some level of sympathy.
All right, I got a question
spiders.
For you.
Spiders. I have less sympathy for spiders than rats. Absolutely.
Well, you're a fucked up character then.
Why?
Jesus, Holly. So, you come into my country
no.
And you insult me?
No. You better pipe down.
To put it in like better terms, you are just abnormal.
Oh, man.
Hello.
Far out. What? God, this is so desperate.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's a weird, it's such a vague topic. It's like, do you like, I don't know. I mean,
no, I mean, I reckon he's got a good point though, because they cop way too much shit.
They're
the 10th most intelligent animal on the planet.
What about pigeons?
They sing.
What about pigeons?
Yeah, they're fine.
What about
they're
pigeons?
Fine, but like nobody
we're
hates
not talking
on
about pigeons.
Yeah,
we're talking about fucking rats.
Yeah, but I don't like pigeons either. City pigeons.
You said that you only can care about cockroaches and rats.
I don't
keep adding.
Stay
what's
consistent.
The next? Thing,
I
huh?
don't care much for pigeons. I don't wish any particular harm, but I don't.
What about messenger pigeons? You love them?
Yes, obviously I love them. But
what about racing pigeons?
what the hell is a racing pigeon? How do you race pigeons? Whoever gets to the north side of California wins, letting off at Ashenville, Tennessee.
Oh, my God.
You're listening to the Friendly Geordies podcast, featuring a Muslim immigrant and, of course, a medieval peasant brought into the future that looks surprisingly like Brad Pitt as a potato chip.
What do you mean? What do you mean pigeons?
Everyone knows
that
pigeons
raised?
Can be raised.
I did not know. I didn't know that.
What about when rats are running around in mazes? Them? That's impressive, right?
Yeah, that's...
I mean, I guess. But wait, pigeons... How can pigeons be... How can they be... how can you race a pigeon? They fly. How do you train them.
You train them beforehand. Like, you tell them where to fly.
And they just stay in a straight line and race.
Yeah, they've got just navigation systems.
Yeah, they've got, like...
AKA, they look at roads. Yeah. Isn't that amazing that we found this out after years ago? How do they know how to get home? And they're actually looking at it going, okay, show me Earl Street. Yeah.
They're just Al Paradiki and the chopper just going like, WHFM Skytracker 7, we're looking at the M4 highway.
So you're saying that those pigeons in Sydney City that are like hanging out, really, really fiending for like KFC throw-offs are like, are able to be trained to drop a six-pack of 4X in Manly for James'
birthday. It's probably
not
those pigeons, because I know which pigeons you're talking about, and they're fucked. Dude, they attacked me the other day. Are you talking about the ones at near Circular Quay?
They're all in the city. They're brutal.
No. There's this one particular spot. The McDonald's at Circular Quay. Stay the hell
away. Oh, yeah.
I've had those pigeons and seagulls.
Yeah. They're like that cave that you visit in Malaysia with the rabid monkeys. That's our version of
that
for sure.
Was that the Batu caves?
Yeah. Batu. That's it.
Well,
piece of travel, but yeah, they are sinister. But on top of this, you know what? Pigeons make me believe in the law of attraction, traction, traction. Who'd have guessed that the guy that's obsessed with self-help also believes in, and also star signs also believes in the law of attraction, traction,
so
traction.
True. What you want to do is visualize, contemporize, then visualize again.
Solid words, Miss Love. Couldn't have put it better myself.
You said nothing.
Explain. What are you? You're gonna have to explain.
Visualize.
Think about this. Explain this, and everyone's just gonna go coincidence. As if the law of attraction isn't a better explanation than. So what happened was
you use that language. You know, you can be like the universe is forever expanding theory in that voice. I'm like, yeah, that's so dumb. Like anything sounds dumb in that voice.
Yeah, of course. But like he's trying to say that it's
dumb. My one strategy exposed. I got
foiled. go on.
Well, you can. That's
exposed,
dude. That's literally like I was watching the Britain First guys, and like someone accused him. You're a Nazi, and he goes like, well, I can say that to you too. You're a Nazi. What do you say about that? He's like, dude, he was stumped. He was like, I don't know what I can say to that.
Whoa.
Yes.
The Antifa guy scratching his chin is like, you've given me a lot to think about. Now, I'm going to go back to my home and think about it. By home, I mean mom's basement.
Okay, so when I was 14, I all of a sudden got this idea that I really wanted a messenger pigeon. So I thought about it a lot.
Oh, I've heard this, yeah.
Then I went away this was after a month. I went away from our house for maybe 2 weeks. Constantly just daydreaming the whole way up while my dad was fucking listening to Sting in the car and singing along with it.
On and on the rain and
down. How is your voice going to be better than Sting at singing Sting songs? Shut the fuck up.
My dad loves Sting too.
I hate people that sing along in the car.
Well, carpool karaoke is my favorite thing on TV.
The Red Hot Chili Peppers are really cool.
Out of anyone in this room, I really question whether or not that's a joke.
Yeah, me too, actually.
Yeah, I'm part of that 150 million views.
Definitely.
That hurt a bit.
Shit.
I don't know how your chin stays on, but God, it's so. You're kind of like a beautiful Casper the Friendly Ghost.
You're 70, but you look 68.
Not a day over. And what happened?
And so I was away for 2 weeks thinking about it, just contemplating how great it would be to have a pet messenger pigeon.
I love his
And
self-help.
I used to imagine that there would be a messenger pigeon with a broken wing on my doorstep. It was the only way I could conceive that one would be there. Came home, there was a fucking messenger pigeon, as in tagged. Trained messenger pigeon with a broken wing on my doorstep.
Isn't that insane?
But dude, there's like an explanation.
How many messenger pigeons are there in the world? Like 100? Why did it land on my doorstep with a broken wing?
I mean,
man, obviously you communicated your thought to the gods.
Well, this is either
listen to the guy that loves James Corden.
No slide. Well, this is either a half glass full
James
or half
Corden
empty.
James Corden is funny, okay? He's so funny. Like everything that he says is like, oh my god, that's funny.
And I like him.
And like, it's also good that he doesn't care that he's fat, so that makes me like him even more.
And I like how he's always smiling. Yuck.
Dude, like, okay, so I think we should make one thing clear. Like, everyone unanimously hates that guy.
Yeah. Agreed.
There is no one.
Especially when he makes Trump jokes. Like, fuck off.
Yeah.
Back
you
to sorry.
Yeah.
How good would it be with his orange stupid hair?
Him saying that, and then just someone, just some Trump supporter, just dunking him into a cannon and shooting him into the ocean.
I just hate when English people pay out Trump for some reason.
No, but like but the thing about James Corden is like, even when he's doing a Trump joke, you can see on his face he realizes he's being ridiculous.
Really? What do you mean?
As in, like, he's shit at desperate. It, and I think he knows he's shit at the Trump joke or politics really? In general. I don't know why.
I suppose think he just, like, has to do it. You know there's like four producers on the side of stage just like holding briefcases that have dollar signs, just being like, gesturing a cutthroat to their neck, and he's like, Trump's dumb, yeah? He's dumb. I bet in real life he's like a hard nationalist. He's like, oh, my grandpap was on the bloody wharfs, mate, when Thatcher was throwing us off.
Yeah, dude, but you know, in real life, I think he does not give a shit about politics.
Yeah.
Which is
fine.
He just likes hanging around Zac Efron.
Yeah, that's what he does.
There's no lie there. If there's one thing that's true in this world,
dude,
it's that.
A man that can create a segment like Carpool Karaoke,
doesn't give a shit about politics.
He's fucked up. Like, who thinks
so
of that?
So true.
Who thinks of that? He was like, you know what? Like, we're just going to like sing songs that like you've already sung.
So,
and, like, everyone's going to watch it again, and they're going to give us millions of views. And you know, he was right.
He was right.
He gets a fucking billion views for that bullshit, which is like someone just playing a song in your car.
It's weird. Singing along to it badly.
It's really strange.
Oh my god. You could not pay me enough to leave those long car trips to central New South Wales with Dad singing Sting the whole time.
You'll miss it one day, mate.
Dude, I honestly reckon, I know this is fucked, but even when he passes away and I'm just driving to central New South Wales to visit family and Sting's on the radio, I'll be so happy that I'm not listening to that singing along. I'll still be happy then. I won't miss it.
Oh, God.
I'll miss the fact that he's able to assemble cupboards very quickly.
Yeah, awkward dad stuff. I mean, I know what you mean. Dads can do some perplexingly annoying things.
I don't know why.
I just assume, but Aussie dads have this particular way of just... There's so many stories, whether it's Jordan,
you know,
pick up the sponge from the sink, but it's all got mold and food in it. I don't care. To my dad, when he was just like, he was like, do this arbitrary thing. I'm like, yep, sweet. I'm just practicing this guitar thing for school. And just went, picked up my guitar and just threw it on the other side. And he was like, still practicing? Go.
Wait, who was this your dad?
Yeah. Except with an Eastern European accent. I don't know.
Yeah, you know what I think it is?
What?
Eating too many pickles. It does something to your head. And 40-year-old men love pickles.
Pickles,
I don't know what it is.
Sting.
I think it's menopause for women, because old mums they're not annoying. They're
insane.
Yeah, you're just scared of picking up the phone, basically.
Very accurate.
Very accurate. Old
I love
men,
how both of you are in the same exact
situation. Oh, we have
situation.
Parallel lives to some degree, in many degrees. It's really weird.
Yeah.
I don't know why. As soon as their hair starts falling out, they're just going like, maybe if I keep eating preserved cucumbers, it'll come back. So they keep eating that. And then the older they get, the louder they suck their fingers. Fuck, I hate that sound. Fucking stop doing it.
I think you're pretty right. I mean...
I also think, like, I kind of interrupted Jordan. The question for you, Miss Love, was, do you believe in magic? Where, like, if you want something really, really hot, the entire universe is going to conspire to make it happen for you.
Jordan convinced me that it can happen. I
kind of like, dude, as a rational man, I still kind of believe that shit.
Like, I feel like
I've read The Alchemist.
Harry Potter.
I love that Ali is easily the most rational human being you will ever meet. So learned, so worldly.
Yeah.
But also, he can't take the fact that he lived like really close to Afghanistan out of his veins. He loved magic.
That's mad.
Magic's so good. It's because he's an Aquarius, I'm telling you.
I like... Put it this way, I like the idea of that. So whether it's true or not, it doesn't really matter. I think it's more about whether you want to entertain the idea. And like, if you are one of those people that are just like pragmatic, scientific, and factual, most of the time you're going to be an alcoholic.
True.
Like, you need to have some history.
You
need to
have Kerry O'Brien's life. Do you want that?
Yeah. You're going to die of Alzheimer's.
You need. I think it's a healthy thing. I think it's healthy to have an open mind. I honestly don't know.
Look, even if it's not true, it's still sick to believe it. Because like, it just gives you like optimism. You're like, yeah, okay.
That's true, man.
I'm just going to like...
That's true.
This is my whole point.
That's true.
There's a thing in self-help called becoming an inverse paranoid.
So good.
Being a paranoid is...
This reminds me of a beige suit every time. Yeah.
A beige suit.
Yeah.
Me.
No. Just you saying those things.
He's just like... He imagines a self-help dude...
In like a beige suit that's like two sizes too big.
Yes.
Yeah, like it's the suit from a knife from the 90s.
They didn't have my size, and I went to an op shop.
Yeah, but it's just as good. It's just as effective.
But then
you have to realize the costume. The costume doesn't realize you.
It's not what you wear on the outside. It's what you think in the inside. Yeah,
dude, they can justify anything.
It fits.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's the end of the sermon joke.
Dude, that's
and
so
in my
accurate.
Mind, it fits.
It's so.
They've
accurate.
Got a. It's a theory called becoming an inverse paranoid, which is paranoid people think, oh, the world's out to get me.
Yeah,
my mom,
Alan Jones.
Yeah, Alex Jones.
Alex Jones, that's who I meant. I was
any radio host whose last Alex name Jones. Is Jones.
That's probably a scientific fact. Right
in fact, there. Anyone whose last name is Jones, because there was also Jonestown.
Yeah.
And what about Tony Jones?
Yeah, he's paranoid as he gets.
Who's Tony Jones?
The guy from Q&A. That's what I was going. Take that as a comment. I'm the most smug, punchable cunt in the world.
So we've
know he goes home. Every night, just gets in the shower with the scour. Like, not clean.
Dude, you know all
not
he,
clean.
No, all he obsesses about is making sure that the audience has at least 60% liberal voters. Otherwise, he'll be fired.
Oh, really?
That's his preoccupation.
What are you talking about?
Working for the ABC must suck some serious
balls.
Oh,
this is what you were telling me, how it's like they really have to answer to the libs.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
You know what, on top of that,
I've been really crystallizing it
because the next video that I'm releasing is about annoying housemate. But then the one after that is just another in-depth look at the media is not what it seems. It props itself up as the purveyor of truth, but in reality, much like in Soviet Russia, where it was obvious, blatantly obvious, that it was just a propaganda tool for the Communist Party, our media is just a propaganda tool for Caltex. I truly believe that.
Yeah, like, and 100%. And also, like, man, like, I love how Chomsky always go to that. He's like, well, the word propaganda has a bad name now. It was actually, there was a ministry of propaganda. And, like, the departments like advertising were exclusively created for propaganda.
That's
that
true.
Was the purpose.
I mean, it is
of
propaganda.
It.
Advertising is propaganda.
Yeah, absolutely. But he's saying, like, they were intentionally developed. To distract the masses. Like, that's one... Like,
I like how you said masses. To distract giant massages. No. No, that's true.
You know what's the scariest
quote of
Noam Chomsky's? Is,
I like big butch and I cannot... other linguists can't deny. When a Boston girl with a fucked up accent walks in and has a McGinnis pie... I get sprung.
I just eat my pants. Right,
let's make one thing perfectly clear. I'm an ash man.
I think that was obvious.
And I don't mean ash. I mean donkey. Why do you think I talk so slow?
Why do you think I love Middle Eastern so much?
How does this pod get progressively filthier every episode?
Go on. What were you going to say?
He was talking about self-help and making us better human beings.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I guess that's impossible. I guess he'll give up on that.
That's impossible,
now.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so...
Law of attraction. Probably
inverse paranoid. So someone paranoid is someone who thinks that the world is out to get them. And inverse paranoid is that the world is working for them. Mm. Now, that is not necessarily true. But it's also not true that the world is out to get you.
Yeah.
But it is a much, much more empowering thought to think that the world is working in your favor.
Is it empowering or is it effective? Would you say that people who think like that actually are more effective? Do you think they manifest that into success? Or it's just that they just feel good?
They certainly have a more chance of being successful. I'll say that much. Like, there's a higher probability.
That's a big difference.
Hitler's the perfect example of it. Because there's always the story of his entire battalion being wiped out by machine guns and a grenade. He was the only one to survive. And ever since then, he thought that God was favoring him.
Wow.
And thought that he had a special mission for Germany. And I mean,
wow.
Say what you will about the guy. I mean, nobody's here we go. Perfect.
Racy waters.
but to rise from the working class.
Oh shit, there's a fire. I think we're going to have to cut this right here.
Can you imagine if something just comes, a face just comes up on the like on the screen and it's like, what's that guy called that Alex Jones is always just like, Goldman Sachs. Or one of those guys just like,
George Soros.
George Soros is just like, we're going to have to cut your communication, friendly Jimmies. And he's like, yeah. And everything just like cuts. Amazing.
Yeah, next thing you know, friendly Geordies is dead.
Yeah, yeah. Friendly Geordies
is dead. That's the reason why there's
dead.
All these blackouts in South Australia.
Yeah. No, he wouldn't be... You know,
people in Adelaide were hitting the truth.
Dude, it was Croatian co-host kills Friendly Geordies, then kills himself in a ditch in Lithgow, and it'd be like case closed, just both murdered.
Yeah, and I'm going to jail for that for sure.
I get what you're saying, though. I mean, you can. So yeah, case closed, really. I mean, how many people that are pessimistic and are like the world's yet to get me? It was a big thing for me to realize that making excuses is really lame.
Well, so here's a question. here's a question that
I
have.
It's a profound thing for me. I'm like, what?
About what you said. So it might be true that having that belief that the world is working for you is probably like really good for you know, your life chances and everything. But do you still feel it is? It's kind of like believing in a religion. I mean, like, it may help you, but, like, it's still a version of propaganda that you believe, assuming that you come from the rationalist point of view.
No, that's the beautiful part. This is much like in The Simpsons where they go, we found a special type of gorilla that'll eat the snakes after they start eating the birds.
Yeah. What happens when the gorillas, yeah.
It's a beautiful part. Winter freezes over. Yeah. But the thing is, there's this really good book that I recommend that you read. It's called Spiritual Enlightenment, The Damnedest Thing.
I could have guessed that title, I swear.
It's so good. It's basically Miss Love's dream life. It's just this lazy guru dude that lives in Ohio that walks around this mansion that he's bought by people paying to live around him to ask him questions all day. And he's just like, and they go like, can I ask you about language? He's like, no, I'm playing Tomb Raider. It's just got the perfect setup. Yeah, and on top of that, he's just gone, the other thing that he's constantly saying is such huge claims, which makes me like him way more, such as, I have to go back a long way in history to find someone even close to as enlightened as I am.
That's awesome.
I don't think Aristotle was anywhere near my level. Oh, and ever since I've been this enlightened, all I want to do is play PlayStation.
That's mad. I agree with
I'm
that.
I'm more of a Plato fan. Aristotle has taken the limelight.
Yeah.
Plato.
He's a Seth Meyers kind of. Aristotle is more of a Jimmy Kimmel, who I think we can all agree is the funniest man alive.
I'm going to read that book. I have to read it.
It's great. You should listen to it. It's a really good audio book.
Oh, it's an audio book.
And it took me a long time to get his message because it's so simple. There's another book that I'm reading at the moment.
Dude.
Called Freedom, the Human Condition. And it's the same thing. And it keeps just going over and over, which is really scary because it's true. It just keeps saying the message of
really
this
good.
Is so simple. Spot on, Miss Love. Yes, Tim Bruzz from year 11 in high school, who wrote in a school exam once that for geography, and they're asking what's happening in Borneo with the rainforest, and he goes, I don't know about that shit. All I know is that meatball subs, fucking tasty shit.
That's
needless to say, he didn't pass.
Needless to say, that he was right, though.
Needless to say, I get
ultimate.
That.
No, what's the actual part? I assume there's a subtext to the meatball statement.
Well, the it's just a lot of the times when things are really simple, your brain cuts it out because it doesn't want to acknowledge a simple truth. But his simple truth is, it's all bullshit. It could be a varying degree of bullshit, but everybody's walking around in a living dream. And you start noticing it. It's such a good phrase, is that everything that you're thinking is a dream. It's not actually happening at that moment.
That's true.
Even if you're extremely quote-unquote present, your brain just keeps coming up
always
with little electrode
storms.
Always
past future. I'm always like that. If there's anyone that lives in the not present, I'd say it's me.
We were just saying that anyone who does live in the present, it's
really
you.
I consider myself like 90% thinking of shit that has happened or going to happen. I don't know.
No, but like a Buddhist monk, that's much, much less than most people. Because you have mastered your mind 10% of the time.
How are you like late everywhere if you're constantly thinking about what you have to do?
I'm stupid.
How are you lost all the time?
He's answered it. He's stupid.
I'm stupid. I have terrible time management. Like, I guarantee you, while I'm running late to something, I'm like, you know, I'm like, yeah, if I just made another $100 in a few months, I could buy that guitar pedal.
Oh, is that what you're always thinking about?
Guitar pedals, his Scooby snakes.
That's a nice thing to
say.
Yeah,
so this is the point, right? Everything that you are telling yourself is to some degree a lie. The question is, which lies help you?
Oh, that's
mad. No, but like what I'm saying is like, I get that.
That's cool.
I'm convinced on the fact that which lies are helping you, but... Which just acknowledging the fact that it's still a lie is like, so the question is, would you rather be in your full senses and miserable or kind of drugged up? It's like taking drugs,
it's like the
right?
Matrix.
So like you take a cap and you feel awesome. There's no denying it. You take it, you will feel great. But like at the end of the day, like it's just basically like chemical functions in your head.
Yeah,
like,
but otherwise you're
real.
Just a victim to circumstance, and 80% of the population has a naturally pessimistic mind because evolutionarily,
you have to
pessimism
survive.
Favors survival.
Yeah.
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 So there's very few people that are naturally optimistic.
Oh, that's very interesting.
But the thing is that in this society, if you are optimistic, 4 out of 5 times you're going to be wrong, but one of those times you're going to be right. And a pessimist in all 5 of those situations is going to go, nah, it'll never work out.
Yeah.
And they're right. 80% of the time.
That is
but
very
20%
true.
Of the time, they don't advance. Because
that's
they
true.
Don't think that
that's
the things
true.
Are going to work out for
it's
them.
But what if, like, okay, so what about like this rational man who thinks that like the universe isn't helping him out, but the universe is obviously not against him either. So the way he looks at it or she would look at it is like,
which
I will...
all random.
Yeah, it's like, no, it's not just all random. Like, if I am really, really good at something, people or I will get benefits of that. So he believes or she believes in like hard work, perseverance will eventually lead him to that spot, but he does not believe in a universe helping him out. Like, he has to help himself.
Yeah, that's great, but the thing is, why not have both? Don't you think?
Yeah,
I feel like
you're like the guy's like, yeah, but like, why don't you try some acid though? Like, it's sick.
that's true too.
So true. Why don't you just try reading a book of some bald-headed guy with a mustache and a seedy smile that definitely looks like he's fucked a lot of 18-year-olds?
Champ?
It's absolute champ. Wayne Dyer. Look him up. If nobody puts you to peace, it's him. Just anyone who finishes pretty much every sentence with, this reminds me of my grandkids, is going to be the best way to finish a day.
That's true.
But yeah, the thing is, yes, obviously that person has a more accurate view of life, but I really feel that if I didn't believe in certain points when everything seemed like it was stacked against me, I don't think I'd be where I am. I honestly don't think that.
I
think I needed to have some belief in some form of God or something going, he's just testing me. At this point.
Yeah.
Otherwise, man, I don't even want to get into this, man. You know what I realized when I was saying that I can't fake cry and that's why I can never act?
Yeah.
You know what actually does make me cry?
Anime.
Self-help. And anime.
Yeah.
But when I think about what self-help has done my life, it actually starts making me tear up.
That's
because
crazy.
you know, like, I was not given opportunities in life like most people in the media are, when it's just they see fame as kind of being a toy to them or something.
It's
you know?
Social.
It's like a rich kid getting a Ferrari.
Yeah, yeah. It's who you know.
They just take it for granted. Exactly, yeah, right? Yeah. And that is true.
It is.
The vast majority of people that have a good job is because of who their parents are.
It's true.
But what I'm saying is these books show you the path to get to that position from wherever you are. And I don't think I would have believed that. I reckon I would have just been like fucking teaching PE right now.
Yeah, no, like, dude, like, there's no denying that. On
no,
that,
dude.
On that, like, on that convincing note, we need to end this podcast because, like, 2-hour podcasts are never good.
Sorry.
What? They are.
All right, guys. We'll see you next week. Maybe. You know, one of us are always doing something. But the point is, look, it's free, all right? You get what you're given.
That's right.